Yeah, man, I'm super excited, you know. You know, real life starts to happen, real life situations, real life game moments, and, you know, everybody want to get their wins. No, the wins that count, you know, so I'm super excited about that, to see what we're doing and run our full playbook and go against and start this thing, our road to the Super Bowl. I don't really think about it anymore. I mean, they play there the first day I thought about it, but then day two, I didn't think as much about it, and day three, I didn't think as much about it. It's like week eight now with them right there, so I really don't think about it much. But I think they're doing a great job. Jordan does a real good job communicating, and Cal does a real good job communicating. And I'm right next to him a lot, so I over-communicate, as you probably could tell. So I'm in their ear all the time, even, you know, reassuring the calls. Hey, we got this. You got this. What are we doing? Hey, what's your call? So just make sure that he's talking all the time, so that way we're always on the same page. And if sometimes I ask him questions where they don't have to deal with it. He's like, oh, no, me and Cal got this. So I ask him as many questions as possible, and I think they like it. I'm always there to reassure Jay, make sure he's calling the right play, you know? So I'm like his backup guy, like, I think that's to the right, you know? Or the ball's on the left hash, you know, we got to flip the play. So I'm there. I'm really like Jimmy the Cricket in his ear, you know? So make sure the tight end is always the quarterback's best friend. So I stay in all the quarterback meetings and offensive line meetings. So I pretty much know what everyone's doing. So I try to help people out as much as possible, because sometimes we have so many calls, I'm going to tell receiver, hey, you got this, I got this, you know? So like I said, I over-communicate in the huddle, so I'll probably talk the most. I don't really, not when I get back to the huddle, but when I get to the sideline, when we look at the pictures, I always sit next right to the quarterbacks and like, hey, you see that right there? The coaches do a good job. They see it before, they tell them before I tell them, so they do a good job putting us in position with the things we see on the field, and they listen to us. They trust me as a football player, so when I tell them I'm open, I'm usually open. You know, I'll just come back and say, hey, I'm open. If I'm not open, they ask me, I'm like, hey, I wasn't open. man, no expectations, really. We're just going out there trying to fly around and play ball. You know, I think we have a high ceiling, but, you know, there's a lot of places with high ceiling, you know. But I think we're just an offense trying to figure out what we're going to be. So this will be our first chance to go and get somebody else that really counts and it really matters. So I don't think we have an identity yet. I think we're going to figure out that identity during this journey. So figure out if we're a run first team, pass first team, wherever it may be, we have no clue. I mean, it could be an advantage and it could be a disadvantage, because we're running new stuff and they're running a different defense than what we've been going against every day. So they don't really know what we're going to run, but we don't know if it works against their defense too. So I think it kind of evens it out.